appreciate the preaching last night. How many of you know that? Amen. How many of you that helped last night?
Amen.
Help me. Didn't just help me last night, help me today. I got an inkling of bill that'll help me tomorrow.
Yes.
Amen. Hopefully I'll just keep it chewing on. That's what it's all about. I tell you, if you have your heart ready, the Word of God, God speak to you.
Amen.
Amen. I believe this is a great preacher. He's a great speaker.
Yes, sir. Amen.
But it ain't in him.
Right.
It's in the power of God.
Amen.
We open our hearts, listen. Thank you. God speak to us and help us.
Amen.
Let's get started tonight with a word of prayer. How many of you got a special unspoken request the Lord knows about tonight? Amen. We got a members, Amanda Riviera, is that how you say her last name?
Rivera.
Yeah. Amanda Rivera. And she had surgery today, and they had to keep her under a little longer than they wanted to. It was a little bit more complicated than they thought it was going to be, but she's awake, she's recovering. She's back home right now, but she's in a lot of pain, and ask that we pray for her. So do remember her and her family. Also remember, pray for the rest of the meeting, pray for the preacher tonight.
Amen.
Let's pray for ourselves. God will speak to us. We humble our hearts, and we'll be ready to receive and hear the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray for revival. Let's pray for these young folks. I've said it here at the church a lot of times, you know, I believe we ought to target our young folks.
Yes,
yeah. Satan sure does.
Yeah.
We as the church ought to have a burden for them.
Yeah.
Pray for them. To direct them. It's up to us to set that example.
Amen.
Also, let's remember our nation tonight. As much as you might not want to, pray for our leaders.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
sir.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pray for them.
Yeah.
And if you ain't to a place where you can pray for them, pray that you get to a place you can pray for them.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because that's a responsibility as God's steward.
Amen.
To love our enemies.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Ain't always easy to be a Christian. Nobody said that.
Right. Yeah.
But we're God.
Amen.
Thank God for it. Amen. You know, I was once a Christian's enemy.
Yeah.
That one likely prayed for me.
Yeah.
I thank God for putting people in my life that love me the way He would unconditionally and pray for me. That's the kind of love I want to have for
Him.
He said, hereby, the others know that we belong to Him if we love one another.
Yes.
Amen. It's by our love that we're known. We can dress certain ways, and we can talk certain ways, and all those things can show that we've been sanctified. Sure, they have their place. More than anything, people ought to know us by our love. Amen. All right. Does anybody have a special spoken request they'd like to make on tonight?
Praise God. I got a buddy of mine in South Carolina. They are going to bury his 3-day-old daughter tomorrow morning. And need to pray for that family. It's been a tough situation.
Amen. Let's remember this. Let's remember this.
Pray for mom if you would. She's got a stress test. She's got to get tomorrow at 10 o'clock. And she's losing blood somewhere internally, and that's what's been making her so weak. And they want to do an upper GI scope or whatever, but they can't do it. So she has a stress test, and to make sure that she's going to be okay. So just pray to God would work in that. Because I know her dad got to be nervous going into that. And, you know, also the being able to help anything else is kind of relying on the results of it.
Remember this. Remember this.
Tony, I'd like everybody to continue to pray for those lost people that I mentioned last yesterday, and continue to pray for Billy. They told me that he was doing a little better today. Got a house that had the pneumonia. I ask y'all to continue to make prayer for that.
Amen. 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 I also remember, what was Ronnie's last name, Pastor Lee?
Bowman.
Remember Ronnie Bolden family. Remember his grandson, Myra. Pray for him. Let's remember our local churches and local pastors.
Amen.
Amen.
We got a good thing going around here.
Yeah.
We got unity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come to the camp meeting and ain't no big I's and no U's.
Amen.
We get together, we worship together, we love and support and pray for one another. You know, I the older I get, the more I see the rest of the world, the more I realize how much we lack that in other places in the world. And I believe sometimes we take it for granted yet.
Yeah.
Richard Curtis is telling me that he's got more support. The biggest majority of his support for their ministry comes from this area, right here.
Yep.
And I know that that's because that if one of us is going to do something, we're all going to do it. We have unity.
Yeah.
We support one another.
Amen.
Amen. We might not always agree on everything, but we agree on the main things.
Yeah.
The main things are the main things.
Yeah.
Because of that, we love one another, we help one another, we support one another.
Amen.
Let's pray that God will continue to bless that. I know Satan, if he could, might come in and cause division among churches with pastors and congregants and with pastors and other pastors and churches and other churches, and I don't want to see that.
Amen.
I want to see us continue to have that same love and unity we have right now.
Amen.
Amen. Is there anyone else?
That brother needs prayer.
Amen. Amen. Remember this.
Remember my life.
Amen, preacher. Amen.
That sounds like this.
Amen. Remember this. Remember this. Pray for Preacher Billy and Miss Billy.
Yeah.
They're blessed and dear to us and shake hands.
Yeah.
You know, everywhere you go in this country, you know, there's a certain generation of saints and men of God that was around the time before. And, you know, this is the last one around here.
Yeah.
And we respect him. Yes, we appreciate
him. Yes, sir.
We appreciate his wife.
Yeah.
Her support for him and all that she's done to serve him and the church and the Lord these years. And y'all pray for him.
Amen.
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 All right. Anybody else? Let's have everybody can wheel and leave around the altar tonight. Appreciate you being here. Appreciate all you other churches being here, you pastors being here with us tonight. Amen. Pastor Pat Moyer, would you mind praying with us tonight?
Our Father, as we bow with our heads and our hearts,
your power is in the worship.
Loving the Lord of the Lord, we pray for our hearts and our hearts, 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 God, the mind of
We pray you give him clarity, God, that you give him boldness, Lord. God, to preach, I pray, Father, you'd bind back, Lord, the opposing forces of Satan, Lord. God, that we're seeking to hinder, I pray for those that will sing tonight, Lord. I pray you give them voices of safety, God, of worship and praise, Lord, to your wonderful and lovely name. Lord, I praise you, I thank you for your spirit, God. For us. God, you knew exactly who would be here. Father God, that we know and understand. God, you birthed the man of God with a message, God, that we need to hear. And Lord, I know you're speaking tonight, and I pray, Father, tonight, Lord, that you give us ears to hear. God, hearts to believe and obey, Father, that you say to us tonight. Lord, I pray for that one that may be lost, God, in the midst. Lord, I pray, God, for old-time Holy Ghost conviction. Sweet Spirit of God, I pray. God, you love on that heart, love on that soul, and let them know, God, that, Lord Jesus, what you did for them at Calvary. Lord, I pray we'd all be reminded tonight, dear God, of your great love and your mercy. God, it is of your mercies that we're not consumed, but I'm so thankful they're new every morning. God, I know you've had mercy on us, and God, you've blessed our nation. Dear God, tonight I pray, Father, as your people, Lord God, as you've commanded in your word, I pray that we would humble ourselves under your mighty hand. God, that we would yield ourselves, God, obedient, Father, to what you have done, God, in this service. And Father, we'll just praise you and thank you for all you please to do in the midst. For it's in Christ's name we do humbly pray.
My home church, Mount Calvary, and their choir has been good enough to come for us tonight and be willing to sing.
Amen.
We appreciate them. Y'all come on.
Amen. Bless them. Thank you.
That's somewhere.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank y'all, choir. That's good.
Amen.
Amen. I appreciate that singing. Amen. I'll tell y'all something. Don't ever be ashamed of get up there and sing that choir.
Amen.
And do you some good. Amen. I always like singing the choir. I don't now because I have to reserve my voice most services, you know, because I got to preach. But whenever I was at Mount Calvary, I like getting up there and singing that choir.
Yes, sir.
I guess I never grew up. Me and Ricky stayed in the youth choir, got up and sang with him too. And, you know, but I guess after I grew a beard, they started raising their eyebrows, and then Ricky started turning gray, so, you know, it didn't make me look so bad.
Amen.
Amen. That's good. My
buddy. Yes.
Amen. Amen. We're preaching Wesley, got it. All I can hear is, amen, Rich, did you enjoy that?
Oh,
brother. Amen.
I
didn't quiet
myself down.
No, brother, let's go on worship. Amen. Y'all know this, my good friend, Rich Wesley Ward.
Yeah.
And don't mind him. He's just no sinner. God saved him. He's glad about it.
That's right.
He's just praising him a little bit. He was awesome good tonight.
Amen.
Amen. I appreciate my home church. I appreciate my pastor.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, whenever God saved me, he knew how stubborn and difficult I was. He knew how difficult a time my mom and dad had. So give me a pastor 7 foot tall and strong as an ox and tough as nails. The heart as big as an elephant.
Yeah.
Love me and Mr. Bishop.
Amen.
I appreciate that. I'll tell you right now, God's done a lot in my life to help me.
Yeah.
And he's helped me to get a lot of things under control
yeah.
in my life. There's one thing that if I was me to lose my mind, and I would get psychotic on you, and that's to offend my wife. My children, that's a different story. They probably need offending. But you better not hurt them. Or to say something about my church
yeah.
or my pastor.
Yeah.
It'll make me fight in my
yeah.
I can't help it. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is.
Amen. Amen.
But I love that man.
Yes, amen.
Yes, sir.
Preacher, I appreciate you being here tonight.
Amen.
Being willing to come. He's going to give his testimony here in just a minute. And y'all listen to this. It'll help me to be a blessing to you.
Yeah.
And I've heard him tell it before. It's a blessing to me. And I appreciate you, Preacher. I appreciate what you stand for. You come on up here and just say what the Lord's put on your heart, brother.
Amen.
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 Got one fan in the
It's good to be here. I appreciate
Little Stone. You're a blessing to me. I'll never know what a blessing to help you is to me. He asked me to give him a testimony. And my wife, I said, I really got much to say about me because it's all about him.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all what he's done, not anything that I can come up with that even come close to nothing what he's done for me. And I thank God for his blessings. So,
amen.
Appreciate the Lord and all he's doing. I thank God for saving me at a young age. I was saved at 9 years old. I was raised in a good Christian home. And I remember when I was little, I was meaner than a copperhead. When I'd sleep overnight, I'd sleep with a Bible under my pillow because I was afraid of the dark and everything else. You know, in the daytime, the lights come on, I was back to my old self again. But after I got saved and Jesus was in my heart, I no longer needed to sleep on the Bible because the Word was in me.
Amen.
It
makes
all the difference in the world. You know, the devil come out and that's all right, I got somebody greater than you.
Amen.
And I thank God for saving me at a young age. And I remember when I went to school the very next day and had a good friend of mine, and I witnessed to him led him to the Lord right there in the back of the public school.
Amen.
A classroom, the break time.
Amen.
I wanted to see him get saved and led him to the Lord, and Lord saved him. And then, you know, I didn't stay with the Lord. Wish I could say I did.
Yeah, you too, brother.
The reason I tell these young people, you don't have to go left to go right.
That's right.
You don't have to go through the ditch.
That's right, preacher.
To get to the mountain.
Amen.
And you know, I can remember when I was a saved, I would practice preaching to stuffed animals. And then after I got saved, I preached to stuffed babies. But I can remember when I would do that, and I'd give an altar call, and I feel like every one of them got in, you know. And I wish I would have stayed on that path, but I didn't, and I wavered, and I didn't go right. And I remember God giving me another opportunity, and I got back in fellowship with the Lord, and the Lord started dealing with me to preach, and I wouldn't surrender at all. Ran for 5 years, six, might be longer than that. And had a terrible accident. I won't spend a lot of time discussing what all happened, but I was in a wheelchair for 9 months. And, tell people I've probably got more mad than me than most new cars has got these days. And I can remember laying there in the hospital after a surgery, and they let my pain get so far out of whack that they was fixing to have to put me back to sleep to get it under control. I was hollering and everything, you know, and I was in severe pain. It was my heel that crushed, and they put it back together, and then they let it get out of hand. And the Lord knew that was going to happen too.
Yeah.
So I lay there in that bed and screaming in pain. This is just the way it seemed to me. It seemed like the Holy Ghost opened the door. Felt like he just crawled up in that bed.
Amen.
Yeah. Got straddled it. He said, "I'm wanting to preach you. I don't want to put you in the ground, boy."
Yeah. Yeah.
And at that moment, my pain had stopped. He let me know that he was in control of
my life.
Physical, emotional, spiritual. So I laid there, and he talked to me, and he said, "Son, I want you to preach." And I said, "Lord, I can't." And he said, "I know you can't, but I can't do that."
Amen!
And I said,
right.
I said, "Well, Lord, I just surrendered. I just started shouting victory. All over the hospital, they hear me all that hope for one." Went back to the doctor next week, and he said, "I didn't heard about you." What he didn't realize, he didn't heard about him.
Right.
Heard about my Savior when he showed up. He should have thrown me away.
Yeah.
With my own recollection, my own goodness, because Abner, he should have just said, "Forget you, I'm going to go with somebody else." But the Bible says that the calling of God is without repentance. That means he's not going to take it back.
Right.
Right.
Amen. Lord, I thank God that he gave me another opportunity and
yes. See
me through all the hardness, trying times. I was trying to preach, and as far as my physical condition, remember the first time I ever preached, they brought me up here in a wheelchair. They carried me up here on stage and had a 3-hour sermon. It took about 10 minutes to preach.
Yeah.
I remember I just had to hold myself up to the pulpit, Mr. Stanley. But for the first time in my life, I was never more satisfied.
Yeah.
In my soul.
Yeah.
I never am. When I surrendered to Jesus, he let me know. He said, "Son, I can do all things."
Yeah.
Right. Through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
You know, that's the reason my scripture for my life is John 4:4. It says, "He must needs go through Samaria." So I must needs go through Samaria. He said, "I have a need there where I was going to church." He said, "There's a need."
Yeah.
Well, old fella didn't, like Richard did, I didn't have nothing in my pocket, nothing in the bank. But, you know, God wasn't concerned with what I had.
Yeah,
he had it all.
Amen.
He didn't need my account. He just needs my willingness to serve him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Young people, I'll tell you something. You might think you'd be alone, you'll never be more comforted in all your life. You'll just stay and walk with God.
Yes,
when you're alone is when you don't have.
That's right.
Yeah. That's when depression sets in. You don't have nobody to depend on. Jesus is not there.
Right.
So I want to tell you tonight, the greatest friend you'll ever have is Jesus.
Right.
You can trust Him.
Amen.
You can hear a lot of people's opinion, but you can trust God.
That's right.
You can read a lot of people's stories, but you can read this old story about Jesus.
That's right.
I promise you, you can put faith in everything that He tells you.
Amen.
You can believe everything that He tells you.
Right.
Because He will. Remember, I tell you something. We'll sit down and get this stuff off. My foot was in real bad shape. I had this sloma surgery on it. Got a staph infection in it. Every time I go back to the doctor and tell him we don't want to rule out amputation, I'd come away from there preaching a bit out of power defeat. Oh, before I got there, Christ came and said, your foot's going to be all right for me. When I go and hear the doctors, I was basing their opinion over God's.
Oh, yeah.
And I shouldn't have done that.
Right.
I'd come back home with a kid, and I'd be depressed, and I'd pray, and the Lord say, something I tell you, I'm going to heal your foot. And I said, yes, Lord. And finally, I just said, Lord, I'm going to trust you.
Amen.
It took a long time for it to get better. He didn't say He's going to heal it overnight.
That's right.
He just said it's going to get better. Man. You know, I'm here today standing here.
Yes.
Only because of God.
Amen.
The only reason I'm here today is because of Jesus Christ and what He done. He didn't have to do it, but He did. I thank God that He saved him over that
slide.
I thank God that He didn't throw me away. I thank God that He gave me an opportunity. He gave me He gave me Calvary. He gave me an opportunity to pastor Mount Calvary Baptist Church. And He gave me an opportunity to have a wonderful pastor like my pastor, Preacher Billy Mace.
Yes, sir.
Miss Vivian, boy, they're a blessing to me.
Yes, sir.
I love them. Thank God for them. They're a blessing to me.
Yeah.
Maybe something I've said, I just want you to know, don't say you can't if God says you can, because
yes,
He will give you the strength to go on.
Right. Right. That's right.
So always remember that. The devil's going to tell you can't do it. And he's the father of all lies. Always remember that God, when He said to do it, just do it.
Amen.
Because you'll never go wrong.
Amen.
Where I went wrong was not trusting God and going after Him. I wouldn't have had to have all that 9 months of recuperation and having to learn how to walk again. And I wouldn't have done all of that. But I just went with God the first time.
Right.
I want to encourage you. Go with God. Stay with God. Encourage you to do so.
Amen.
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 It's all about Him.
Amen.
You know, God's got a plan for everybody's life, isn't He?
Yes.
Amen. Sometimes He has to take us through tragedy to get us on that track. But it don't have to be that way. You can follow God.
Yes, sir.
And be satisfied.
Amen.
Some of you little Fortnite players probably love to be the number one in the country at Fortnite. Be the number one in the country in Call of Duty or one of the games. You know what? If he's number one, just find another game.
Yeah.
You know, he might be a deer hunter, bass fishing, or some kind of other ungodly thing. Maybe then you'll be like me and Richard Curtis and all the rest of us. It don't matter how big a deer you kill or how many fish you catch, you always want more. I'm never satisfied.
Right.
Living for God satisfied.
Amen.
Living for God satisfied.
Amen.
Living for God satisfied. Being at the house of God satisfied.
Amen.
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 Being in fellowship with God satisfied.
Amen.
I heard somebody the other day quote something Charles Spurgeon said that most Christians have fellowship with each other about God.
Yeah.
But we don't often have fellowship with God.
Yeah.
Fellowship with God satisfied.
Amen.
It's good to fellowship with
God. Amen.
Ain't a thing wrong with that. The Lord will talk to you. He cares for you. Every detail of your life, every part of your being and existence, He cares about. Amen. Amen. All right, who's singing tonight? Y'all come on. Amen.
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 Very much.
God bless you, brother. Appreciate you, brother. God bless you.
Thank you. Yes.
Appreciate you. Amen. Amen. Appreciate that saving, brother. Amen. God bless you, brother. Appreciate you. Amen. How about that? We'll be here today, going tomorrow. You know, it's going to happen in a week, but overnight. That ought not be something the Christian should be. It ought to be something we look forward to.
That's right.
Amen. Ought to be something we look forward to. We want to be with our Savior. Ain't got to deal with this old person, crooked world.
Right.
Ain't got to deal with crooked politicians. Ain't got to deal with fast food drive-thrus. Ain't got to deal with epidemics. Or so-called epidemics, you know, ones that get twisted around. Ain't got to deal with rush hour traffic. Ain't got to deal with sickness and disease. More than anything, you know what I look forward to? I ain't got to deal with this old sin first flesh. Be freed from this body of sin. Be made new, be made whole, just as he is.
Amen.
Blessed be that
one.
Amen. I'm looking forward to what the Lord has for us tonight in his preaching.
Amen.
Preacher, you come on. Preach to us whatever the Lord has given you to lay in your heart. Appreciate you being here with us tonight, brother.
Appreciate you.
Love you. Appreciate you, brother. You just close out with the Lord, please, brother.
All right. Well, it's good to be here again tonight.
Amen.
Appreciate the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Amen.
Hey.
Always nervous anytime I'm preaching, take serve.
That's your word. I'm still here.
Okay. I want to be plenty even for this. I'm a little extra nervous tonight. I was telling them I worked on what I wanted to preach on, or what I thought the Lord wanted me to preach on. And he kind of changed things up a while ago. I really wasn't expecting him to do all that. I didn't have time to get it alliterated good and all of that. But I guess we'll just do what God put on
us.
Let's let it go from there. Amen. So, we're going to be in Psalms chapter 110 tonight. I just want to say a few things before we get started. First of all, I want to appreciate what the church has done for us. And Brother Tony ain't here tonight. I want to appreciate their church for letting us stay up at the prophet's chamber. I appreciate what Tony and his wife did for us. And appreciate what some of y'all have done for us. And I do want to say, I appreciate the supporting churches I have here. There is more support for our ministry in this county than there is in every other county put together. This ain't just the county that's number one. This that you put, but all the other counties and put together, I still got more support here. And I appreciate that, and I appreciate these preachers that have supported us and let us come in and preach and present the ministry. And I can't give you a lot of detail, but I would ask you to be praying about something. There's a chance that we may be able to expand a halfway house into this area.
Amen.
So pray about that. I don't want to expand a halfway house into this area if God don't want
it. Right.
Amen.
Amen.
But if God wants it, I want it.
Amen.
And if God wants any of my opinion on it, I'd like to have it. He usually don't ask me my opinion. All right, can we read the Word of God tonight, and then we'll get into this. And I won't be no longer God makes me be, I promise, because I'm nervous.
Go ahead.
The Bible says in Psalm chapter 110, and we'll just read these first four verses. The Lord said unto my Lord, Set thou at my right hand, till I make thy enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion, rule thou in the midst of thy enemies. Thy people shall be a willing people in the day of thy power, in the beauty of holiness. From the womb of the morning, from the dew, hast thou the dew of thy youth. The Lord has swore, and he will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
Amen.
Brother Wesley, would you ask the Lord to help me tonight, tonight before I preach, would you be willing to do that?
Important about this song. This is the most quoted song it ain't close.
Right.
There's a few songs that, a few things that are quoted two or three times. Like, you know, in the Old Testament, it's written in the Old Testament, and in the New Testament, they quote them. There's a few things that are quoted more than once, maybe two or three times. Psalm 110, either in full or in part, is quoted 24 times in the New Testament. Now, I don't know who likes numbers, but I do.
Yeah.
There's a Father, there's a Son, there's a Holy Ghost.
Right.
You divide three into 24, you get eight.
Yeah.
Jesus was the new beginning.
Yeah.
Eight being the number of new beginnings. Right.
Yeah.
You'd almost think God wrote the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
The way he puts this stuff together.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to me. But everybody got something to say about Jesus.
Yeah.
Did you know that the Muslims had something to say about Jesus?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, did you know that it is illegal in Islam to say the name Jesus and not follow it with peace be upon him? They think he's a great man.
Yeah.
You better not know the Muslim talking bad about Jesus. They'll fight you. They just think he failed. They said, well, he comes short, so Muhammad had to finish. Oh, they missed it.
They missed it.
The Jehovah's Witnesses, do you know they had something to say about Jesus?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They believe he's the Son of God.
Yeah.
They're right.
Yeah, right.
But they believe he was created.
Yeah.
And he was not.
Right.
He is the Creator. Right. He is not created. He is the Creator.
Right.
And did you know the Jehovah's Witnesses, the Mormons have something to say about him.
Yeah.
They think he's the Savior. Brother, they got that part right.
Yeah.
But they think he's brothers with the devil.
Yeah. What about them?
Right. Yeah. They missed that part.
Right.
There is so much that that app that I told y'all we're going to delete, guess what I forgot to do? Delete it, so it popped up again. All right. They is so much about Jesus that the world believes that is wrong.
Yes, brother.
So I think it might be important to figure out what he thinks about himself.
Yeah.
He said, well, this is what I think about me.
Yeah.
And he said, the Holy Ghost wrote it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So let's look at verse 1 and look at what God or what Jesus wants you to know about Jesus. And the first thing he wants you to know, and please don't let this scare you to death. He's sovereign.
Yeah.
Amen.
Verse number 1 echoes the sovereignty of God.
Yeah.
His person is sovereign.
Yeah.
Now, can I say, listen to me, I told y'all last night, I said, if y'all can get a hold of this hunger and thirst after righteousness and really get on it, you can have a better life. Well, if you get a hold of that hunger and thirsty after righteousness and you go after this Jesus, the one that we're going to talk about, the one that's going to talk about himself, if you will place that Jesus, listen to me, young people, you'll have a good life.
Amen.
This time, we're not talking about a Catholic Jesus, a Mormon Jesus, a Muslim Jesus.
Amen.
We're not talking about the Jesus that Jesus
is
part of.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
All right. And the first thing he wants you to know is he's sovereign.
Right.
Simply means he's in charge.
Yeah.
Would you want a God that wasn't?
Right.
Come on. I told him last night. Now listen, if you're in here, do not let this offend you. I don't mean anything bad about what I'm fixing to say. But I told him last night, Brother Curtis, I was a drug addict. All y'all know that. And I used to go to AA and AA all the time. And I told him, I said, y'all lost me on your preamble. And I said, what do you mean? I said, it starts out having found a God of my understanding. I said, if I can figure out God, he ain't much of a God. Can you tell me why the God of heaven would leave heaven and come down and walk this sin-cursed world and go to an old rugged cross and let him
hang
after death and have a blood running down his head just to save somebody like me? I can't vice possession, profession, by his word.
Yeah.
Look at how it starts out there.
Yeah.
The Lord said.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Hey, preacher, we don't need a whole lot more. The Lord said.
Yeah. He's right.
He's sovereign by his word. He's sovereign by the profession that comes out of his mouth.
Yeah.
Look at the text here. Look at it. It says, the Lord said unto my Lord.
Yeah.
That's almost like Hebrews where God calls Jesus God.
Yeah.
Jesus wants you to know that his spoken word makes him sovereign.
Right. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Yeah.
I will remind you that everything that has ever been created,
right,
all he did was speak it into existence.
Right.
Except the only thing he ever created that wasn't spoken into existence is when he made you.
Yeah.
And then he bent down. He got up some dirt and he molded you just the way he wanted you. Formed everything about you that he liked and said, and breathed the breath of life in you. His enemies will be, and did you know he'll make your enemies your footstool?
Yeah, that's right.
I've watched him make them, brother.
Yeah.
I've seen them come after me, and they should have beat me.
Yeah.
Only conclusion.
Right.
Is God.
Amen.
So the first thing that Jesus wants you to know about Jesus is that he's sovereign.
Yes, sir.
But the second thing he wants you to know is the source of his power. Let's look at verse 2. The Bible says, "The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies." And we see the source. He wants you to know the source of his power. Now, over in Matthew, he says, "All power is given to me."
Right.
So we're not talking about a power shortage.
Right.
He has all power.
Yeah.
But what is the source? What is the main source of his power? And I think it goes something like this. If you know and you've read the Gospels, and most of us have, I'm assuming, or you understand some of this stuff and you've seen the miracles, and preacher, in his life, when Jesus walked, he healed the sick and he cured the blind. Yeah. He made the lepers get up. But when he died, he healed mankind.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
The greatest power on earth is the gospel.
Yeah.
Amen.
You want to know? Amen. You want to know what the power that he's talking about here is? It's the gospel.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'd love to have the power of God that some of these old saints would have. I mean, wouldn't you like to, make it easy to go on them hikes with and tell them water to get out of your way before all that?
Yeah.
Walk across on dry ground?
Yeah.
Anyone have to worry about him dropping Sissy in the river?
Amen.
But that power pales.
Yeah.
In comparison.
Right.
To him getting into a heart.
Yeah.
And changing a heart.
Right.
Amen.
And saving a soul.
Amen.
So, you see, he wants you to know the source of his power, and the source of his power.
Yeah.
The strength of his power is the gospel. That's the strength. That is the strength. Did you realize how many people, be honest with me here, don't try to play, be honest. How many of y'all have ever prayed, "God, I want the power of God in my life"?
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
You got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
It's the gospel.
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
What's stopping you from using it?
Amen.
What's stopping you from spreading it? That's what the power is. All power is given unto me. Yeah. What for? To go forth unto Jerusalem, right. Judea, right. And the uttermost parts of the world. Right. The power of God has gave us is for the gospel.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
But what is the spot of the gospel? Not just the power and the strength of the gospel. What's the spot of the gospel? Or the spot of his power? Well, Zion, 24 times in the New Testament, did it?
Yeah.
Is an old representation of the church.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The power, the spot of the power is the church.
Yeah.
I hear people all the time talking about the church. Oh, the church is in trouble. Oh, the church, Brother Curtis, oh, the church is going down. You're an idiot. Church is going up.
Amen.
We ain't going down. Amen.
Yeah.
You want to spread the gospel? Now listen. Now I'll go ahead and give them their flyers. I got the best group of people I've ever had at the house. Some of them are here tonight. Some of my people that help work with the ministries here tonight. By far the best group I've had. And they took it serious about going out witnessing to people.
Amen.
And it had a lot of success. We've seen people saved and souls and lives changed. But you know why? They connected it to the church.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because that's where the power comes. That's the spot of the power.
Yeah.
The power is the gospel. You can use the gospel and I got saved in a jail cell.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Right.
But I got in the local church as soon as I got out of jail.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
You got to connect that power to the church.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry, preacher.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And then we see the result of that power will reign in the midst 100% convinced that you could set a New Testament church up right in the middle of hell. And if a man of God would mount the pulpit of God with the anointing of God and preach the word of God, people would get saved.
Right.
Yeah. You get the man of God preaching the word of God in the pulpit of God with the anointing of God. I don't care where you do it at. It works. I'm telling you what, you preach the gospel, I don't care if you write it on your windows, I don't care if you shout it out the window, I don't care how you preach the gospel, everybody in here should preach the gospel.
Amen.
Right? I'm not talking about preaching as being a pastor or a preacher, I'm talking about preaching and presenting the gospel.
Right.
We're all called to do that.
Right.
If you do that, with the power of God connected to the church, there's only one outcome that can happen.
Right. Yeah.
Do you believe the Bible?
Amen.
I mean, I'm asking you personally, you believe it?
Yeah.
All right, you believe the Bible, right? That verse says, His word will not return what?
Right.
Do we believe that?
Right. Go ahead, preach.
Yeah. That's what this verse is saying. Jesus wants you to know, if you'll do it, it'll work.
Right.
Our churches should always look like this.
Yeah.
You know our biggest problem, Brother Curtis, the biggest problem we should have in church is figuring out how we're going to be alone.
Yeah.
Right. Being honest.
Oh, yeah.
Because we ought to be out there because He said if we'll do it, it works.
Right. Amen.
So, verse 3, and I'm going to try to hurry. I swear I am.
Go ahead.
Verse 3, we've seen that Jesus wants you to know about His sovereignty. We've seen He wants you to know about His strength. But now He wants you to know about His saints.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Now He wants you to know about His saints. Look at this. Verse 3 says, He says, Thy people.
Yeah. Amen.
That's His people. Hey, can I just say this? I don't know why I'm being mean tonight, but I feel like I got to say it. Did you know you're a saint? You're saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
And I don't care what the Pope says.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. I don't need him to call me a saint. Jesus did.
Amen.
Matter of fact, come on.
Go ahead.
Matter. You sure?
Go ahead.
Okay. Matter of fact, I don't need him to intercede for me. I got somebody else.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
He wants you to know about his people, the saints. His people are saints.
Yeah.
Now I know that sometimes it's hard for us to do that too. It's hard for us to say that.
Yeah.
I done that in my church one time. I made everybody go around and introduce herself as saint somebody. I mean, that's how God looks at you.
That's right.
But that's hard for us to do.
Yeah.
Because we've got so much Catholicism doctrine in our life, man, it makes it hard to do. We think, well, no, that's somebody that's special. Ain't nobody special. He's special.
Amen.
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 He wants you to know his people are saints.
Amen.
Larry Winkler said it like this. He said there ain't but two kinds of people. They're saints and they're ain'ts.
Yeah.
Amen. But he says his people, look here, first of all, he wants you to know, you know why some of us don't want to be called saints? Because we don't do the rest of it to you.
Right.
The rest of our spirit scares us to death, so
right.
we don't want to be called that.
Right.
I'm being honest with you.
Go ahead.
I mean, that's it. First thing he wants you to know is his people are willing.
Yeah.
Wow. His people are willing. We talked about this last night. I got one of them weird salvations. Anybody ever had to beg me come to church?
Right.
Right. I've been willing to go to church ever since I got saved.
Amen.
But I'm willing.
Right.
Now I'm going to say something here, and I want you to think about this just a second. Because I'm convinced there ain't a person in this building that if you get honest, know that there's something that you have trouble being willing to do.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
You know, you know God's saying turn right, and you're like, I will later.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, that's the term. I will later. You know what? I used to get booked, man, for not doing the dishes when Mama told me to, whether I did them or not.
Yeah,
you didn't catch it.
Yeah.
Did you? Sometimes delay was still enough to get me in trouble.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Right. He said his people would be a willing people.
Yeah.
They're willing to do the work. Man, this thing, see, we've got bad doctrines, and it's infiltrated our churches to the point it's really hurt us, preacher, because somewhere along the line we thought that getting saved was a playground. And it ain't. It's a battlefield. And somewhere along the line, we thought when we got saved that everything was ministered to us. But our job becomes to minister to the world. And this thing ain't easy. This thing ain't easy, brother. I've been doing it 20 years, and I know sometimes I wonder, but honest to God, man, I figure the guy that built knows what it can handle. So just go ahead and put your foot in the carburetor, lay it back, and let it roll, bro.
Yeah.
Amen.
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 But his people have to be willing.
Amen.
That's right. That's right.
Not only do they have to be willing, they have to be conquered.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
He ain't got no rebellious youngins that he can't handle.
Right.
Yeah.
And if he does, he'd kill them quick and get them out of the way.
That's right.
I believe with everything in me what the Holy Ghost told you he meant.
Yeah.
You were going to preach or die. That was really the odds. Brother, choose it right now today, but I'll kill you if I have to. I come from an addiction background, and a lot of people I've dealt with are in that background. And I've watched them. That I believe got saved. I watched them struggle. And then I watched them turn around and go back. And I believe they got saved. And God won't put up with it.
Right. Yeah.
He'll take them out.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
See, God's people, these saints, you got to be conquered.
Yeah.
And what that means is you come to the point where you lay down your life.
Yeah.
And you surrender.
Right.
And it's an unconditional surrender.
Yeah.
You hand me your sword and you say, Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen. Can any of you preachers tell me if I'm wrong? Tell me the verse, so I'll never say this again. Tell me if I'm wrong. Is there anywhere in the Bible that it's ever said, Savior, Lord? Is it ever written that way? It's always written Lord and Savior.
Yeah, right.
He never becomes a Savior till he becomes your Lord.
Amen.
So if you're saved, you've already surrendered to him, called him Lord. My question tonight is, are you a hypocrite?
Right.
Amen.
Next thing he wants to know about his people. I'm just going to touch this one because I ain't getting in trouble, okay?
Go ahead.
Not really, really. This the next will get me in trouble.
Preach.
His people are holy.
Yeah.
From the beauty of holiness.
Yes.
That's his plan and purpose.
That's it.
His people have to be different.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Things I used to do, I can't do no more.
Right.
I'm not talking about all the big things either.
Right.
I'm going to confess something. I'm ashamed of this. But I was told here a while back, man, that you got to stand audibly in your convictions.
Amen.
Yeah.
And here a while back, it's been a few months ago, I remember going, wow. I think it's all that bad. I ain't married. It'd be worse if you'd done it. And then I had a baby Christian look at me and said, that really wasn't becoming of a man of God.
That's it,
brother. Yeah.
That tore my guts out.
Man. Sure.
Bless you, Lord.
Big man.
See, the truth of the matter is, man, we like to say this thing about holy. We like to talk about this thing about holy. Until you're called on your unholiness.
Right.
Amen.
Preach, brother.
Amen.
Yeah.
Except for the do it you. Now, I want you to understand this. Now, I don't want anybody to call out on me here, but it's what it says.
Yeah.
From the womb.
Yeah.
Now, this goes back to the sovereign part. If you don't think we got a God that knows you was going to get saved when you got saved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you got a different God than I got.
That's right. Right.
Right.
Right.
Anybody?
Yeah. I got saved on October the 23rd, 2003.
Yeah.
And that's when I found out about it.
Right. Right.
In the mind of God, I've been saved since, I guess the foundation of the earth.
Yeah.
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 Said he was slain at the foundation of the earth. He knew it then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
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 Amen.
Amen.
So he wanted you to know that he was sovereign.
Yeah.
He wanted you to know his power is the gospel to change lives.
Right.
He wanted you to know his people are willing, they're conquered, they're holy, and they're numbered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then lastly, he wanted you to know that he's your priest.
Yes.
Hey! He wanted you to know about the success of his priesthood.
That's right.
To which there will be none.
That's right.
Yes!
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Now, I just got to thank you.
Yes!
I don't know how it went down. I really don't, but I like to think about things. Don't think
yeah.
That verse says, the Lord swore.
Yeah.
And he will not repent.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, I just wonder when Jesus come back to heaven, after he done hooked the devil and conquered the grave and come rolling in there. The Bible says he made an open spectacle.
Yeah.
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 Of the devil.
Right.
Right.
That's the way it words it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And I got to thinking about the coronation of his priesthood. Y'all remember that old wedding they had back, I don't know how long it's been now, been back several years ago. Royals over there in Britain got married. I got stuck somewhere having to watch it. I don't remember why that. They talked 30 minutes about the shoes in people's.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, what about when they put the fella before Biden, not Trump. Yeah. How about when they coronated Obama?
Yeah.
Good God Almighty. You'd have thought everybody would speak it on TV. You'd won the lottery the way they act. Now, if they can act that crazy over a president,
yeah,
or over some fake king or queen or prince or whatever they want,
yeah,
can you imagine the shine cut in heaven?
Right.
When Jesus come up, man.
Yes, sir.
But he's your personal high priest.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Amen.
say.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Has the God of the universe.
Yeah.
Amen.
Crystal, has it ever dawned on you that you get to talk to the king of the entire universe anytime you want to? That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good deal. Tommy, anytime Theta, you have a bad day, you just 1-800 talk.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Yes, exactly. Anytime you want to call.
Yes.
Anytime you. And here's the cool thing. Charges are paid for.
Yes. Yeah.
That's
right. Ain't never no block signals.
Yeah.
Oh,
sovereign King of the entire universe, Lord God. Lord God, I want to confess tonight, Lord God, that I am glad that you're in charge of this thing. I'm glad that you're running this thing, God. I'm glad that you are the one that is doing it. Oh God. God, I pray tonight, Lord God. Lord, that you will let the gospel come through me, Lord God. That you will tie the gospel, Lord God, that it'll go out and accomplish that. God, will you continue to bless the people at the house that are spreading the gospel, Lord? Would you continue to burden them to spread the gospel, Lord God? Would you continue to burden our church and these churches here, Lord God, to spread the gospel? And Lord God, I pray for your people. I pray for me, Lord God. Lord, I pray I'd be more willing. Lord, I pray, Lord God, I'd be more confident. I pray, Lord God, I'd be more holy. God, I want to be holy. I want to make you happy, Lord God. God, I confess tonight that I don't do that all the time, Lord God. Lord, I want to thank you that you're my priest. You're a good high priest, Lord God. I want to thank you for that. And Lord, I want to say that most of all tonight, I'm thankful that I don't have to guess what you say about yourself, Lord God, that you put it in Scripture. And I ain't got to take somebody else's word about what Jesus is or who Jesus is or who Jesus' people are. You told me in your word. And I'm glad I know what Jesus thinks about Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, preacher. God bless you. Appreciate that. Appreciate the word of God tonight. Amen. Thank God for loving me.
Yes, sir.
Calling me out of darkness.
Yes.
He said, you're a priest forever. After the order of Melchizedek. That's a priesthood that man don't got ordained.
Amen.
That's a priesthood that God himself set up.
Amen.
He said, I'm going to sit you right here in my right hand. I'm going to be, he's there today, church.
Yeah.
I'm going to be, I ain't worthy. But he hears my prayer.
Yes. Amen.
I'm going to be, I am a saint.
Hallelujah.
Because he said so.
Yeah.
I'm going to be, I'm holy. Because that's not a practice I keep, but that's a position I hold.
Because
the holiest of holies said so.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to tell you tonight, if you're lost, you don't know Jesus. God of the universe, drawing you to himself.
Yeah.
He sent his son to die in your place. You're going to have to go to heaven.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ask him to forgive. He's got mercy for you tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. High priest forever. Ain't the Pope in the world, the best Baptist preacher in the world. Billy Graham couldn't save you. God would take Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. For he is the power of God and the salvation.
Amen.
The gospel. Saved. Do you believe tonight?
Amen.
Are you lost? Would you come to this altar and ask God to save you? We ain't going to sing no more. You waiting on a song? That ain't God drawing you out. You waiting on a song.
Right.
If God's drawing you, put that flesh to shame while everybody's watching. Go ahead. Fall out on this altar and ask God to save you.
Yeah.
Don't wait till tomorrow.
Right.
Don't wait till you get home.
Right.
Start pulling on mom and daddy's coattails, saying, call the preacher. Hey, today is the day of salvation.
Amen.
Anybody need to come to this altar? Amen. Well, look, if you ain't going to be back tomorrow night, be praying for the meeting. If you're going to be here Saturday, service tomorrow's at 7, Saturday morning at 10.
Yes.
After the service, we're going to eat. We're going to have some activities and things for the kids to do. They're going to have a good time. We're going to fellowship. We're going to have a good time. And all of you's invited. And anybody you want to come, you can bring them with you. And y'all enjoy it. We'll have a good time. But Saturday morning, we're going to take up
often. I'm going to sit off and play around two times. Once for Preacher Curtis. Now, Shady Grove, we're going to take care of him being with us this week, but we also want to be a blessing and help him. I've known him for a number of years. I assure you, he is a man of seven winds. Anything you give to him personally, he will cherish, and it will mean a lot to him. If you want to help the man of God that needs it, it's the man of God that needs it.
Amen.
Now, I'll tell you this. I do know that he has been known to take his personal funds to try to keep the ministry going at times. And so we're going to send a playground a second time for the ministry, for Hope After Hope, for the Halfway House.
Amen.
Give it. It's a good work.
Amen.
It's not cheap. Can you imagine feeding, you know, several grown men in a house and taking care of them and all the needs and transportation and all those logistics? I mean, it would cost.
Yeah.
And it does cost. And it's just by the grace of God, by His people, that this ministry has worked out.
Amen.
And I'm glad to be a part of it.
Amen.
Amen. So if you're going to be here Saturday, plan for that. If you're not planning on being here Saturday, the Lord spoke to your heart, you'd like to give us, go ahead and give it to him now.
Yeah.
Just let him know. As you leave, before you leave, if you would come around and shake the preacher's hand, let him know you appreciate it. I appreciate all the churches that's out visiting with us tonight, the different pastors, and everyone that's come out visiting with us. Appreciate all of you being here. And we'll just go and do it. We'll be back tomorrow night. We're looking forward to being prayed about. How many of you enjoyed that tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Preacher Clayton, would you dismiss us in a word of prayer?
Father, Lord, we thank you, God. God, gracious, we thank you, Lord. Only we know that. God, for the message that you sent our way tonight. Lord, I just pray, God, that you find a lot of place in our hearts, God. We would hide it, Lord. We wouldn't depart from it, God. I pray, Lord, you just work in our lives, in our midst, God. We need you. Lord, we thank you, Lord. You are our Father. You are our friend. God, I thank you, Lord, you saved my soul from a devil's hell.
Oh, yes.
But God, even more than that, Lord, you promised me heaven where you will be forever and ever. God, thank you for the day, Lord, I look upon your face. I pray, God, you go with us. Lord, and help us not to forget, Lord, the things that you've done for us, the blessings you've sent our way, God, knowing that you're faithful and true to your word. God, help us, Lord, to look to your word. Dear Father, God, thank you, Lord, for the man of God. I pray, Lord, you bless his ministry that you've called him to. God, your ministry that you've called him to. I pray, God, you just be with him. Lord, lead God and direct each and every one that's here tonight. God, help us, Lord, to be willing to follow after you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.